Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. Good morning. I want to thank you for tuning in. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And yes, we are always working on your financial freedom. My name's Mike Harrison. Friends, I've got a wonderful success story dialed up for you today. There's no doubt you'll want to stay with us for the full hour. And if you cannot, this show will be on the podcast in 2 days. You can find us on your favorite podcast app, Lifestyles Unlimited. And you can always find us on the website, lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio button there, and you'll find this show and many other shows from the other hosts there. This is a great show. I guarantee there's something that all of us will be able to learn as we peel the show back today. Wealth building is a series of steps. Real estate investing is a series of steps. Sometimes those steps are positive and effective. Other times those steps may not be so positive and may actually cost you financially. That's the primary reason why Lifestyles Unlimited teaches a very specific model of investment, be that single family homes or apartment communities. We teach both paths. We want to streamline your investment and wealth building path in such a way we guide you away from potential issues or pitfalls. Lifestyles Unlimited will literally provide a specific plan of real estate investing, creating passive income, building wealth. We'll even find the investments for you if you want to join at that level. We'll find them, vet them, show you the numbers. We'll teach you, do this, not that. Now, with that being said, are there people outside of Lifestyles that have been successful in wealth building and real estate investing? Absolutely. Each story is unique and can provide insight. Our guest today is a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, but what's unique about his story is that he was well on his way to financial freedom prior to Lifestyles Unlimited. What you'll find interesting, however, he had some learning experiences along the way, of course, but he also followed many of the same recommendations and practices that we teach here at Lifestyles Unlimited. But I'll leave it to him to share that with you. Jack, I'm so happy to have you on the show this morning. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us.
I'm glad to be here, Michael.
Excellent. Well, Jack, let's get this train rolling. Why don't you give us a little bit of background about yourself?
By profession, I was a professional salesman. I sold to the nursery industry, and I sold flower seed, of all things. Most people don't realize it, but someone's got to sell the flower seed. You want flowers in your flower bed? I was the guy that somewhere in that supply chain made that happen. So I did that for about 30 years. My wife stayed home, raised our children. We did very well, but I felt like we were pouring our lives out just one day at a time. We were just using ourselves up. And so I was looking for more. So we bought our first rental property in 1990, and it was a disaster. I felt like my interpersonal skills with people and my business knowledge and my just general pride told me that I could do this, that I didn't need any help. I read a couple of books, and I was on my way. Yeah. Well, we created our own lease, and we interviewed a couple people. We moved them in, and they paid us a cash deposit in the first couple months of rent, and we thought we were on our way to wealth. And then we had a pit bull moved in, and then about four more people moved in.
Oh, Lord.
And then there were the beginning of the police reports and the internal violence. And, you know, I spent 6 months carrying a tear gas canister in my pocket because I was living in fear of my tenants. So we just bailed. Yeah, we just bailed. It was it was an eye-opening experience. I did not know what I was doing. So for the next 30 years, I had this dream of some passive income that would help support my family and my life and perhaps carry on beyond my working time. But I didn't know how to do this. And I read more books, and each one of these books seemed to have basically the same philosophy, which I already adopted. But I didn't have any operating ability, and I knew better at this point, than to just dip my toe in again. So we went for 30 years, and it was a dream, just a dream.
So that first experience was so horrific, no matter what, you still wanted passive income, but you just stayed away from real estate because of that first experience?
I stayed away from real estate because I didn't know how to do it. I mean, I knew how to own a home, if you want to look at that aspect of real estate. I knew how to sell one and buy one using a real estate agent. You know, that's easy. Someone else does all the work, and you just feel like, you know, this is easy. But that wasn't my dream. My dream was to have an income, whether I worked or not, whether I slept or was awake, and I wanted that income. I didn't know how to do it.
Yeah, you wanted income other than having to basically trade your time at the job day in and day out.
Bingo, that's spot on.
All right. You were ahead of me at the time. I didn't even know there was such a thing as passive income. I kind of stumbled into it, but you were chasing that passive income. So I take it that's the reason you bought the property initially 30 years ago, the pit bull and tear gas property?
Yes. that was the goal. I mean, we were going to have about $500 or $600 a month. And in 1990, that was a lot of money.
Yeah. Wow. So that's the classic real estate nightmare that people, again, I'll always say, people will crawl 3 miles to come tell you their horrific real estate story or their friend's story, or they heard about the cousin. And Jack, that's the story right there. But when we come back after a short break, I want to get into when you came back to real estate and what happened with the second go round. My name's Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is, you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Mike Harrison. I want to thank you for tuning in today. We're sharing a story of a friend of mine, Jack, who's a real estate investor. He's a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, and his first foray into real estate investing was a disaster. If you missed the first segment, it involved pit bulls and tear gas, if you can imagine that. Yet, Jack, you still were chasing that passive income dream, and 22 years later, you came back and gave real estate investing a second chance. What was the driver behind that after that horrific first experience?
As you said, it was 22 years. And at this point, I was very established in my sales career. My wife had a successful business, and we made plenty of money, but I just felt like we were pouring our lives out one day at a time, and we were paying, by the way, huge taxes. My children, my two boys were grown. They were gone. My daughter was about to leave for college. But as I traveled around for business, I began listening to Del Walmsley on the radio.
There it is. Yeah.
And it just clicked. And so starting on Sundays, I started listening to every lifestyle show on the Sundays because they were just all over the AM spectrum here in Dallas. But Del's description of living lives of quiet desperation, hoping to die before I ran out of money, it just hit me right between the eyes. So I didn't know what to do, but my favorite city council member in the little town in which we lived was a real estate guy. And he was a big supporter of my wife's business. And one day he just said, off the cuff, why don't you guys own any real estate? And I said, nah, I've done that once, and I don't know how to do that. And I'm not, I mean, I thought this guy wanted to sell me a house.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm not doing that because I don't know how to do that. And the first time was a disaster. Well, it turns out that this guy had lived the same experience. He was, by education and training and vocation, he'd been a trauma surgeon. And he didn't want to live that life anymore. So he changed his life and became a real estate investor. Wow.
Wow.
What a big deal, right?
Yeah.
So he offered to help us acquire, manage, rehab our properties. And I said, why on earth would you create competition? It turns out this guy had 30 rent houses of his own, single-family rentals. I said, why would you create competition? He looked at me, and I'll never forget. He said, what good does it do to get to the top of the mountain if you don't take some friends along for the party?
Wow, he was giving back. Jack, there's so much to that story that's so similar to what Dell teaches. One, here you have a surgeon that didn't want to be a surgeon anymore, and so he became a real estate investor. Imagine that. I think a lot of people out there listening to us right now are like, why would a doctor ever give up their profession and become real estate investors? And he just wanted his time back like anybody else. And then
he's
mentoring you and helping you along the way, and he's giving back. That's, I mean, what a beautiful story. Let me ask you this. You must be one heck of a salesman. What the heck did you say to your wife to say, honey, we're going to get back into this real estate game?
Well, actually, the reverse is true. That initial conversation between this gentleman was with my wife.
She came to you.
She was operating her business. It was a nursery business, a retail nursery, and it was a rainy day, and he just stopped by to see how things were going at the local business. And the conversation drifted to that, and she came home and said, hey, what do you think? I said, no way. No, we're not going there. And yet, it clicked, and we began talking to the guy, and I guess later that year, we bought our first single-family rental, and then we bought a second one the same year, and we were well on our way.
Wow. That's I love the fact that he thought enough of your wife and yourself to say, hey, here's a couple, and I'm going to teach them and help them along the way. Jack, let me ask you this. 2 years after your second foray in real estate investing, you retired.
And I did.
Were you shocked at the speed at which that was possible, given the fact that you'd been in sales your whole life and making good money?
It was extraordinary. I'm a spreadsheet guy, and I began putting these numbers that I was creating into spreadsheets, and as I learned a new metric here, how to analyze my business, my real estate. I had a real estate business. My real estate business, I began looking for new ways to analyze and calculate and help. I mean, knowledge gives you direction. And so I began looking for new metrics. And every time I did this, I just got more excited. And so I said, I can do this, but I need to do this full time. And so I walked away from literally my job, the best year that I'd ever had, in the middle of that best year I'd ever had. And it was time. It was just time.
When you went to your boss, did you tell him what you were doing? When you said, I'm not doing this anymore, I'm quitting?
Yeah, my boss says, oh, I own a bunch of rental properties. I can teach you how to do this if you stay on board. I said, no, that's the devil's deal. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, you'd found a different way. So the catalyst to retire, to leave your sales job, wasn't necessarily to retire at that time. It was more to do real estate full-time, correct?
Real estate investing. I had this dream that I was going to retire, buy a few properties, and that I would be the handyman. I would do the work. That would give me something to do, because I'm very, very into fixing things and doing things and creating things. And so I decided I would be the guy that was hands-on, and we would just invest. We'd get a few rental properties, and my wife's business and my rental business would be enough to build us some wealth and build us some passive income, and I could take a breath and stop running so fast.
So there was no fear in walking away from the corporate world?
There's always fear. Everyone has to face their fears, Michael. You know, if you're going to leave a job, there's plenty of fear. And everyone that I had known for years contributed to that fear. The phone started ringing. Are you crazy? Oh,
yeah.
You must have been having a bad experience. Come work for me. No, you don't understand. I really want to go do what I want to go do. I'm going to this. Yeah, call me in a year and I'll hire you. No. That's not the way it went.
Yeah. So you definitely found your how, I guess, in that situation that was driving you out of the corporate world. We're just about up to a break, but I want to talk about the part, how you found Lifestyles Unlimited and what attracted you, I guess, to actually, I guess you found it through the radio show. But when we come back, I want to talk about once you joined Lifestyles Unlimited and how that changed and what you started doing different. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
The other thing, I think people hear landlord or property owner and they think of Donald Trump and other multi-billionaires that own real estate. And that's not who the vast majority of owners across the nation are. The typical owner of a rental property owns just a couple properties, and they're people just like me and you.
You can own single family houses and apartments too. We'll show you how. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Join our national network of rental owners.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And yes, we are always working on your financial freedom. We're sharing a story of a friend of mine, Jack, on the show today. And Jack was a real estate investor prior to joining Lifestyles Unlimited, was well on his way to financial freedom. Very unique story. If you have any questions for Jack or myself, give us a call. Our number's 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335. Or if you catch this on podcast and you'd rather give me an email, reach out. Ask Mike at LUINC.com. Ask Mike at LUINC.com. Okay, Jack, when we left off in the last segment, you were well on your way to financial freedom. You had heard Dell on the radio and listened to the radio, but you hadn't joined Lifestyles Unlimited. And in 2016, I'm looking at your portfolio here. Looks like you added, it was a busy year. You added five rental properties and joined Lifestyles Unlimited. What was it that finally led you to join Lifestyles Unlimited? Because, I mean, obviously you're a smart guy and you were conquering it. You were doing well. What made you think that you needed to be part of a real an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited?
It goes to knowledge. I always felt like the more that I knew, the better job I could do of making good decisions. And I also knew that most teachers only teach you what they know. They can't teach you what they don't know. And nobody knows everything. I know so little. Some people think I know a lot, but I know so little. But what I know really well. So I wanted to improve my knowledge base. I wanted to grow my abilities. And I wanted to, in the flower business, we call it cross-pollinate. I wanted to cross-pollinate with some other people that were successful. And I knew that from my experience on the radio, Lifestyles was a successful organization full of successful people. And so we joined. And it was great. I met David Fisher, and I attended his two-day. And the two-day experience was, it was eye-opening. I mean, we learned so many things. We got some reinforcement. We were doing a lot of things really, really well. But there were some things that we had never even considered that we weren't doing at all. And yeah. So there were significant gaps in our operations and our knowledge. And we learned how to analyze our finances, and we learned how to analyze our business. We learned how to screen tenants. Wow, we were still allowing our realtor mentor to screen and lease the properties for us. Well, yeah. There was an cost associated with that, but I was willing. I mean, I was a professional salesman. I'm willing to pay for professional services. That's
right.
Not a problem. But I realized that I could do this better. I just had this new knowledge. So we immediately began screening and leasing our own properties, and we improved the quality of our tenants.
Obviously, you improved your cash flow, your cash-on-cash return, because you weren't essentially paying. You were doing that part yourself now.
Right, and it turned out we were making most of those decisions anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, our broker would present us with three qualifying tenants for an open property, and we'd make the decision.
Yeah,
so I'm essentially screening them. I just wasn't bringing them to the table. And so we immediately began screening, improved our cash flow. You know, the concept of purple Martians. Well, we had 30 years ago, those guys were so far beyond purple Martians. But
yeah,
we had experienced a couple purple Martians that came to us through the MLS leasing process.
For the listener that doesn't know what a purple Martian is, a purple Martian is that horrible resident that's a criminal and doing criminal activities, doesn't pay the rents, late on the rent, always has an excuse, abuses the property. You want to avoid purple Martians at all costs. So, Jack, I just wanted to share what a purple Martian was with the listener. That's what we call a purple Martian.
Yeah, they're the guys that you're afraid might pour concrete down your drain.
Yeah. Or they'll show up, they want to lease your property, and they've got 6 months of cash. And if you don't know any better, you're like, wow, yeah, here we go. Well, they have 6 months of cash because they've been evicted 17 times already. You just don't know it.
That's right. So we learned all the screening tools and all the screening services, and more importantly, the philosophy of, you know, what kind of person and what, you know, obviously we follow fair housing laws and we don't do any kind
yes.
of discrimination. We do
yes.
all of that as accurately as is humanly possible. After the purple Martian comment, my other joke was, purple hair, I don't care.
Yeah.
I just don't care. You live your life. I live my life. If you qualify, you're a candidate. If you don't qualify, you're not a candidate.
It's very sound. And if you qualify, here's the requirements. And there's, believe it or not, there's hundreds and millions of great people out there that would love to rent a great property from you. You just have to run it properly. So I've never had a problem finding great residents in my properties.
Agreed. That was a little tougher during COVID, but that was to be expected because the entire world was upside down. But we still found perfectly well-qualified tenant candidates that were able to qualify and were and they treat the properties with respect and they pay their rent on time.
Yeah.
So
hey, I want to ask you a question. So the first time you met David Fisher was when he showed up to teach your 2-day?
Yeah. So it was an interesting day.
Yeah, a lot of people, David is he's loud. He's not afraid to say what he says, which is that's beautiful in a teacher. But he'll come in, and if you said, point to the guy that's worth $8 million, and it's so you wouldn't point at David Fisher if you didn't know any better. Now, real estate investors, we'd all point at him. We know better. But I always like to ask people what their first impression is when they meet David, because David has actually changed my life. He's taught me so much. But so you're sitting in there, you're a successful guy, and David shows up.
Yeah, David, as he began showing slides, and we saw slides of David a couple years earlier where he had the bleached blonde tips on his hair, you know, spiky hair.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, this guy's got it going on. He's himself. He's comfortable in his own skin.
And, that's important.
And he tells you the truth because he's not afraid to hold back. If the truth makes you hurt, well, that's good, because this real estate thing we do, this is about being honest with yourself, with your tenants, with your spouse. This, you know, and not being afraid. Well, you can't not be afraid. So you have to confront those fears with knowledge and with some operational ability. And if you don't have it, you can borrow it. You can borrow it from David Fisher and Lifestyles until you kind of craft it into your life.
He'll share everything. He'll share the numbers. He'll share the paint color of his door, what he uses on the outside. He'll share the type of appliances he buys. He will 100% share everything. And what's amazing is how many people out there that you know owns 40 apartment complexes and still takes the time to teach and give back and share. And the guy, he's a machine. I don't know. I mean, he must only sleep 2 hours a night.
Yeah, sometimes I see those Facebook posts that are in the middle of the night, and I say, yep, 2 hours a night.
Yeah.
David introduced me during the 2-day. He introduced me to a new concept of financial measurement, and it was the concept of return on net worth. And I'm like, wow, I've looked at all kinds of websites and blogs and user groups, and I've never heard that concept. But the concept was your net worth versus your passive income. And you
What's
divide your passive income by your net worth, and you come up with a metric.
And there it is. Jack, we're going to come back after a short break. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. I want to thank you for tuning in today. My name is Mike Harrison. We're talking real estate investing with my friend Jack, who is able to retire himself by creating passive income through real estate investing. And Jack had started investing in real estate and had some experiences along the way, and then joined Lifestyles Unlimited and used that education to definitely expand what he was doing and to become even more effective at as a real estate investor. Now, if you want to see firsthand some of the things that we do, I invite you to attend our expo, and it's September 3rd and 4th. It's here in Irving, Texas. It's the Lifestyles Unlimited Expo. If you want more information, you can go to lifestylesunlimitedexpo2021.com. It is the largest event of its kind in the country. You can meet folks just like us, real estate investors. You can meet people that are starting out. You can meet the entire Lifestyles Unlimited team, educators, mentors, consultants, vendors. Everybody will be there September 3rd and 4th. Let me give you an opportunity to save $97 off the price of admission. And if you use promo code Mike, M-I-K-E, all capital letters, you'll save $97 when you sign up online. So, Jack, let's go to the part. I'm looking at your bio here. You bought several houses in the past. You bought five in 2016. But it looks like you and Lisa have changed your path. And you went from buying houses, and now you're a passive investor in apartment community deals. Was this a purposeful change? What happened there?
Yes, it is a very purposeful change. We make our living from our passive income from our single family homes. We decided not to sell these and then invest the proceeds in multifamily. We decided to invest in multifamily based on cash from operations, essentially, out of our life. We're writing checks for these passive investments while keeping our single family because, gosh, we got to eat, right?
Yeah.
And so we're in three passive deals. And I'm thrilled with all of them. I'm in one in Houston, I'm in one in Irving, and I'm in one in McKinney, Texas. And so I'm anticipating a sale on one of those this year, potentially. And I'm anticipating perhaps a refi on another. And at that point, all of the proceeds from those events will be put back into more passive investments. So we intend to let our basic, John Pry would call it our seed corn.
And I just want yes.
Seed corn.
Don't eat your seed corn.
Don, if you're listening to this, we're going to put that seed corn, that proceeds from those events, back into more passive deals. And we expect over the next several years for our passive deals number to increase, our net worth to increase, our cash flow from those to increase. And at some point, we expect that to exceed our income from our single family. We want both.
There's a huge point in there, Jack, and it just hit me. Do you find it interesting that people who try to retire conventionally or who actually retire conventionally, and you know what I mean, the 401k and the IRA and yes. saving a bag of money, that their model is to basically create an amount of wealth and then bleed that wealth down gradually and annually. But our model, our wealth actually grows every year. It's 180 degrees opposite. What do you think about that? That's astonishing to a lot of people.
Michael, I watched my father work. He had a business, a successful business. I watched him work until he was 80, and then he retired. Ironically, the same year I retired, I was 54, he was 80. And he lived seven more years, but what was left of his life was in an 80-year-old body. Mm. He would go on vacations. Now he could afford to travel, and he had the time. And he couldn't climb the stairs to go look at the archaeological site. Or, you know, he didn't want to go out on the sailboat because, hey, the sailboat's unsteady, and 80-year-olds don't want to be on an unsteady platform. And so all the things that he dreamed of doing, he couldn't do. And he looked at me and he said, son, you're doing this right. Don't do what I've done. You're doing this right.
Wow.
He passed this last year, and we miss him terribly. You know, he was very proud of what we accomplished.
That's what I was going to say. He got to see his son retire and live life, and which kind of takes me to the fun part. That beach house you have is kind of in my own teenage year backyard. I'm happy for you that you have that. What was the driver for the beach house? I guess just saying, hey, here's the time to live the lifestyle.
Well, I had a heart attack last year on April the 4th.
Almost 1 year ago today.
I don't want to say it wasn't a serious heart attack. That's the salesman in me trying to convince myself of that. Now, if you have a heart attack, it's serious. And it caused me to ask some questions of myself. And that one question that was most crucial was, if not now, when? We don't have tomorrow. We have today, most of it. But we don't have tomorrow for certain. We have to live today as if it is the last day. And so when the choice came to invest in more passive deals, we chose to take the equivalent of about 2 passive deals and invest in this beach house. And it's glorious. It is a rental property. It is going to more than carry its own way. And it's a great place, but we spent 3 months there in the last 5 months since we acquired it. And we dig it, and it's a great place. And if you know me, you see my pictures on Facebook, if you're my Facebook friend, and I'm not doing that to rub your nose in it. I'm doing it because I can't help myself. It's just so beautiful. I need to share those pictures with other people.
Boy, there's something about that sound of the wave crashing about every 5 to 7 seconds that is that pulls me. I grew up on the coast. My wife loves the coast. When we vacation, we find a way to go to the beach every year. We just put together another beach trip in July. My daughter turns 21. My son's graduating from high school. And we're like, you know what? We're going to Miami. And we're going to go to Miami, and we're going to scuba dive in the Keys. And I can't wait. So, yeah.
Well, I need to send you my Vrbo link so you can, in case you need to catch a weekend away, you know, a really great place you can go.
Yes, and that is a great spot because I've spent a ton of time down there at the Cut. So, outstanding. So, Jack, we've got a couple of minutes left. I always like to close with someone like yourself. I just want to say there's people out there listening to us right now, and many are probably finding it I don't want to say that they don't believe what we're doing, but maybe they don't believe in themselves, or they don't believe that it's possible that they can actually create wealth and retire in just a couple of short years. What would you say to somebody who hasn't started real estate investing?
Start today. And the reason I say that is when I look at the succession of properties I bought, every one cost more than the previous one. Oh, my goodness, I'm paying too much for this new one, and yet they don't really cost more. What's happened is the previous ones have appreciated. This is the thing that we should be hoping for, is this appreciation, because we have a good property in a good location, in a good neighborhood. These things appreciate. It contributes to your wealth. So the sooner you get on that up escalator of appreciation, the sooner you're going to get to where you're going, which might be that party at the top of the mountain.
Yeah, I don't want people to misunderstand what we're saying here, but it's just a different avenue to get to where you want to go so much faster, yet people are afraid and they think real estate investing is dangerous. And Jack, you had the one bad experiment in real estate investing, but once you found a way to do it effectively, you took off like a rocket. So, Jack, good for you. I'm happy for you. I want to thank you for coming on the show today and spending the time with us and sharing your story. Now, for the rest of you out there, if you want to learn what we do, how we do it, how we create passive income, how we essentially buy our life back, one single family property at a time, one apartment community at a time, I encourage you, go to the Lifestyles Unlimited website. You can also sign up for our free workshop. Come see what we do. Come buy your life back. Come create that financial freedom and enjoy the life and just like Jack there, he's got the beach house, he's got the money coming in, he has created that successful path. So don't stop believing. Don't stop trying to find that way forward. And us here at Lifestyles Unlimited, we can help you do that. We have free workshop, livestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com. Go to that, check it out, tune in. And for the rest of you out there, just like Jack, I want you to remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Make it a great day.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.